Okay, the Amron intelligence brief comes out on Mondays. So this one's dated for last Monday, October 20th. If you want to get the email freshly when it comes out on Mondays, tomorrow, you can sign up to join the email list at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. You can ask that later and I'll give it to you. Anyway, let's go with the intelligence brief. Today it is, precedence is routine, current AMCON level is 4. Stand by. On a personal note, I have verified these sources through multiple filters and found them to be accurate. The first source is Amazon Web Service. Rating is B2, outages experienced. Amazon Web Service experienced massive error rates among many of its clients' websites around the world. The root cause given is not clear in layman's terms. I heard it's DNS stuff. But services are nearly all restored. Latest updates are posted to the health status page at the health.aws.amazon.com/health/status. The next source is military.com. The rating is B2. It states Russia, China increasingly using AI to escalate cyber attacks on the U.S. Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea sharply increased the use of AI to deceive people online and mount cyber attacks against the U.S., according to new research from Microsoft. This July, Microsoft identified 200-plus instances of foreign adversaries using AI to create fake content online, more than 2 times the number from July 2024, and more than 10 times the number as seen in 2023. Enemies and criminal gangs use AI to automate, improve cyber attacks, spread inflammatory disinformation, penetrate sensitive systems, improve phishing emails to fluent English, and generate digital clones of senior government officials. That's kind of creepy. The next source is nationalsecurityjournal.org. The rating is B2. The first 48 hours of a war with China, quote, could be ugly, unquote. Analysis by Andrew Latham at tinyurl.com/5H8SRVZN. I can give that to you if you need it. It says recommended reading. Stand by. The key points from this analysis are China intends devastating and sustained multiple in rapid close succession waves of attacks in initial hours using drones and cruise missiles against military targets, critical infrastructure, communications, satellites. The U.S. military is training to respond after being, quote, hurt. Strategies to minimize crippling effects include dispersal of assets, redundancy, layering of systems, and quickly maximizing use of surviving assets. This is all real-time stuff, folks. All right, for more on source rating, you may visit the Amron.com webpage. It's on the main page article. And that is the end of the Amron intelligence message as I have it. Kimber, WRKB 487, stand by. There is some more news that I would like to mention, and that is pray for Jamaica as Hurricane Melissa will do catastrophic damage. And the more news that affects us, as our government is shut down and keeps that shutdown going. If it is not resolved before the 1st of November, that's just a few days away, there will be no SNAP benefits issued until this is resolved. And that affects many, many people here in Josephine and Jackson counties. Just a heads up, folks. I want you to be safe, be well out there, keep your car filled with gas, fill up with food, and be prepared to help your neighbors in need. Could get kind of hairy out there. All right, stand by while I go back. And I'm going to move to the Channel 3 project now. The current AMRON Level 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger, Dave, 101 Mechanic, and Rascal. Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 p.m. and the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. for those CB Channel 3 checks. Illinois Valley, AMRON Channel 3 FRS, and MERS check-ins are Mondays during the IVARC nets. All other Channel 3 checks take place right now. Stand by. There are several consistent operators in this area. They have great coverage. Roger 746 runs the Channel 3 project. There's also Cameron 644 and Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then please step up and ask for AMRON Channel 3 check-ins in your area. That's all you got to do. You just get on your radio on these frequencies and ask for Channel 3 check-ins. Just ask for names and general locations. Don't give your personal information out, folks. Write them down, and these are the people who can help you. Stand by. If you get any, please contact me here on this repeater and let me know what you got. I would love to hear your numbers. Anyway, folks, I'll be standing by for the Channel 3 project numbers, any questions or discussions, and then we'll close the net, followed by any questions, like I said. God bless you all. God bless the Republic. Roger, 746, are you ready to take it?
Yes, this is WRKJ 746, Roger. We're going to start out on GMRS 3, then we're going to go to MERS 3, and 146-420 for the ham operators. So if you want to check in on GMRS 3, we're going there in just a few seconds.
Thank you, Roger. So for the rest of you, I'm not going to close the net until I do my own Channel 3 project. So stand by. The net is still going. This is WRKV 487 monitoring and going to Channel 3 projects as well. Stand by, folks.
Thanks for late check-in.
Late check-in. Go ahead.
WRQC 598B, Stat Rep Green. Thanks for doing the net.
There you are. I got you down. I called you a couple times. Figured you would check in late. So thank you so much, Bri. Talk to you soon.